Good evening. My name is Tony Colin from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in this area, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Sylvia Campbell, please?
This is Sylvia.
Okay. All right, ma'am, before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just for qualification purposes, in which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you live with, you know, within the little the city of San Antonio or outside the city of San Antonio?
Inside.
Okay. All right, and, okay, I have your zip code is 78240, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. And are you anyone in the household, a teacher, an employee of a school, college, university, or member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
1959.
59, okay. All right, ma'am, which one of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
Woman.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Okay. And for statistical purpose only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Would you say Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latin American or Asian American?
Latino and white, both.
Okay. Or Hispanic American or Latino American?
Well, what's the difference between a Hispanic and a Latino? I guess Latino American.
I guess different people like to be called some Hispanic and some others Latino American, you know.
No, I didn't know the Latino American. I'll take the Latino American.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. All right, and what was the last grade that you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay, some college. All right, ma'am, and how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are a parent or a guardian?
None.
Okay, zero. All right. Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, you know, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be the San Antonio City Council.
Very favorable.
Okay, the San Antonio Superintendent Jaime Aquino.
Very favorable.
Teachers unions.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay, Mayor Ron Nirenberg.
Very favorable.
Very favorable, okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of various education institutions, okay? Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion is favorable or unfavorable. If I name someone you know too much about, just let me know, and I will move to the next one. The first one will be the public charter school in San Antonio.
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, private and parochial schools in San Antonio.
Very favorable.
Okay, traditional public schools in San Antonio.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, what about magnet schools in San Antonio?
Somewhat favorable.
1882 partnership schools in San Antonio.
Skip that one.
Okay. Innovation schools in San Antonio.
Skip that one.
Okay, so never heard of them or?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And would you say the public education in San Antonio is heading in the right direction, or public education in San Antonio is on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay. All right. And would you say the, you know, who would you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in San Antonio? Would you say the teachers union, the school board, the state legislature, the governor, the superintendent and school district officials, or is it the mayor of San Antonio?
The governor.
The governor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Armin, how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say it's very important, somewhat? Not that important.
Very important.
Not important. Okay. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, ma'am. And do you think that the public school in San Antonio need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
Okay. And in your own words, can you tell me what specifically do you think needs to change about local public, you know, public schools in San Antonio?
I don't think they teach enough about life skills,
okay.
Credit, banking, you know, things like that.
Okay, so you don't think they teach enough about life skills, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me write it down real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Life skills. Okay. And what else? If you have something else that you want to add?
No,
besides
that's
that.
About it. That's about it.
Oh. Okay, so you don't think, okay. All right, ma'am, and from what you know and have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in San Antonio? Would you say strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly favor.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. Okay, for each one, please tell me if you think that describes public schools very well, somewhat well, or if that does not describe public charter schools well or does not describe them at all. Okay, here's the first one. They serve mostly students of color. Would you say that it describes them very well, somewhat well?
Very well.
Very well. Okay, they are tuition. They are tuition free.
Very well.
Okay, they are public schools. Would that describe them very well or somewhat?
Very well.
Okay.
Very well.
They are non-profit.
Very well.
Okay, they help improve the entire public school system.
Very well.
They serve mostly low-income students.
Not well.
Not well or does not describe them at all?
Does not describe them at all.
Okay, and the last one says they are open to all.
That was the question again?
They are open to all.
Yes.
Very well or just somewhat well?
Very well. Very well.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and we're almost towards the end. I really thank you for your time, okay? And over the past year, has your opinion on traditional, you know, public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has not changed one way or the other?
Has not changed.
Okay, not change one way or the other. All right, yeah. And if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in San Antonio, would you be more or less, you know, likely to vote for them or have no effect on your vote?
More likely.
More likely, okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking some more about, you know, local elections. Many people we have spoken with say, you know, they only vote for candidates for president, governor, Congress and other major offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members? Would you say always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Always.
Always, okay. All right, then the following statements about community refer to your neighborhood, okay? Please tell me, is that really each one if the following statement represents how you feel about this community? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well
not
at
too
all,
well.
Okay? Well, let me read the first the statement. They say improvements to local school would, you know, make me feel better about this community. Would that describe them very well, somewhat, not
very
too well,
well,
or not very well?
Very well.
Okay. Increasing the availability of public charter schools will improve local schools in my community.
Very well.
Very well. Okay. All right, ma'am, and moving on, which of the following do you believe is the most important issue that the, you know, superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District should address? Supporting and facilitating more school choice for students, keeping good teachers, providing in-person classroom instructions during the pandemic, cutting the number of public charter schools, increasing funding to public schools, reducing the number of schools which receive, you know, a grade of D or F for failing, enacting policies for that promote greater diversity and equity and inclusion in schools, or would you say student safety?
Increasing funding.
Okay, increasing funding. What else?
Which
one would be your most important one?
The second one. Have the better teachers.
Okay, let me see. Keeping good teachers, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, keeping the good teachers. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, and I'm going to read you some statements regarding standardized student testing. Can you please tell
mm-hmm.
me, as I read each one, if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement, okay? The first one
okay.
says annual standardized testing, you know, of students is important for holding public school administrators and leaders accountable for student progress and success. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Someone disagrees.
I strongly disagree. Okay. The second one says annual standardized testing, you know, of students is important for holding public schools accountable for student progress and success.
Someone disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. All right, annual standardized testing of students is important to make sure students are making good academic progress.
I strongly
agree or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, then moving on, the City Council acts, you know, as a policy-making and legislative body here in San Antonio. The City Charter does not include the City Council having a focus on education for students making, you know, from kindergarten to high school. Thinking about, you know, who makes decisions about education policy here in San Antonio, do you think that the City Council should be more involved, less involved, or have the same level of involvement in education policy as, you know, as it has today?
Be more involved.
More involved or less involved? Or the same level?
More involved. More involved.
More involved. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, in changing topics, the Texas state legislature is considering creating an education savings account program. I know this program will give parents who opt out on public education system roughly $10,000 per year. The same amount as it costs, you know, the state on average to educate a child each year to pay for their children's private school, online schooling, or private tutors. Now, would you support or oppose this education savings account program?
Support.
I strongly or just somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
So not so strongly, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, ma'am, the last few questions are for statistical purpose only, okay? Are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, unemployed, or looking for work?
Employed.
Employed?
Employees.
And, okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay, when would you say, do you think of yourself as closer to Democrat Party or the Republican Party?
Democrat.
Okay, so leans toward Democrat, right? Okay?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am. And the last question, how would you describe your economic circumstances? Would you say low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
At this point, lower middle class.
Okay, so I have low income and working class. That would be the first two.
Working class.
Working class, okay. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, okay? And you have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.